You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Yes, it is unbelievable, but this is already our 52nd podcast, a true celebration worthy, and our prayer is that this podcast too will bless you tremendously and gives you much to learn and think about. So let's not wait any longer and listen to Nothing But Bones. Title: Nothing But Bones. God have mercy on our souls. How many times do we hear that? Not very scriptural, I would say. No God's word, no God's will. 1. It is Satan who wants us to be confused, without direction, and ineffective. 2. It is God who has a plan for us, who has given us specific steps, and who wants to see our lives matter. 1. God speaks through circumstances. God is sovereign over all aspects of our lives. The circumstances we encounter, whether trials or blessings, are opportunities that God uses to shape us and guide us toward His purpose. The events that He uses, such as losing a job, meeting a future spouse, facing illness, receiving correction from a pastor or Christian leader, the family into which we were born, the community in which we live, and the unique skills, talents, and gifts we possess are all part of God's divine intervention for our growth and success. Consider the story of Joseph, who faced numerous hardships, sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned. Joseph could have succumbed to despair, yet he remained faithful, trusting that God was at work even in his darkest moments. Eventually, he rose to become the second most powerful man in Egypt, saving many from famine. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, New International Version. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. It is up to us to discern what is happening in our lives and apply it in the way that Jesus would have us live. We must ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? By viewing our circumstances through the lens of Christ's teachings, we can find purpose and direction, even in the most challenging times. The Apostle Paul also reminds us of God's sovereignty in our circumstances. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, Amplified Bible. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together for good, for those who love God, to those who are called according to His plan and purpose. We have a choice. We can conform to this world and passively accept life as it comes, or we can embrace life with gratitude, praise the Lord for His sovereignty, and actively seek and accept God's direction and will for our lives. Moreover, our trials often strengthen our faith and character. James encourages us. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, New King James Version. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. By trusting in God's plan and understanding that our circumstances are part of His greater purpose, we can navigate life's challenges with faith and confidence, growing closer to Him in the process. 2. God speaks through opportunities. Every day presents us with new opportunities, but it's up to us to recognize and seize them, instead of viewing each day as just another tiresome routine. We can choose to see it as a chance to excel, to stand out, and to glorify God through our actions. Think about the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. The servants who invested their talents were praised, while the one who buried his talent was reprimanded. God provides us with opportunities to use our gifts and abilities for His glory. When we embrace these opportunities, we honor Him and fulfill our purpose. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, New International Version. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things." Moreover, approaching our daily tasks with enthusiasm and diligence reflects our commitment to God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24, New King James Version. "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." By treating our work and daily activities as service to God, we not only find greater satisfaction, but also become a testament to others of God's presence in our lives. Remember, as His children, we are always working for Him, and every opportunity is a chance to demonstrate our faith and dedication. Seizing opportunities also means stepping out in faith. When David faced Goliath, he saw an opportunity to defend God's honor, while others saw only an insurmountable challenge. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, New International Version. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Like David, let us face our giants by trusting in God's strength and recognizing the opportunities He places before us. 3. God speaks through spiritual counselors and mentors. The wisdom of those who have walked the path before us is invaluable. The Bible emphasizes the importance of seeking counsel from elders and spiritual mentors. Yet in our modern age, we often resist guidance and correction, preferring to rely on our own understanding. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, King James Version. "Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." The books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes are filled with timeless wisdom that has been tested and proven. When someone shares this knowledge with us, dismissing it means missing out on God's guidance. We must humble ourselves to accept instruction and correction. Consider the relationship between Moses and Joshua. Moses mentored Joshua, preparing him to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9, New International Version. "Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him." Similarly, Elijah mentored Elisha, passing on his prophetic mantle. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, New King James Version. "And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?' I challenge you to take the counsel of elders and spiritual mentors to heart. Allow God to speak to you through them, and let Him show Himself true in your life through their wisdom." Additionally, we are encouraged to mentor others, passing on the knowledge and experience we have gained. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, New International Version. "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." In embracing both receiving and giving counsel, we foster a community rooted in God's wisdom. 4. God's will is revealed in God's Word. The Bible is God's revelation to humanity, containing His will, commandments, and promises. It is a comprehensive guide for how we should live our lives. over 95% of life's questions and decisions are addressed within its pages. The remaining uncertainties often stem from the confusion introduced by Satan, who seeks to distract us from God's truth. Psalm 119, verse 105, New International Version. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we gain insight into God's character and His desires for us. The Word equips us to discern right from wrong and to make decisions that align with His will. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, New King James Version. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Do not underestimate the power of God's Word in guiding your life. Make it a daily practice to read, study, and meditate on Scripture. In doing so, you fortify yourself against the deceptions of the enemy and draw closer to God. Jesus Himself used Scripture to counter Satan's temptations. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, New International Version. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." By following Christ's example, we arm ourselves with the truth needed to overcome challenges and stay aligned with God's will. Why am I telling you this? Because of the Jewish diaspora and listening to the will of God. The diaspora is the term used for the great exile of the Jews out of the land of Israel and Judea. Around 600 BC, the Babylonians destroyed the temple, killed most of the Jews, scattered the rest, or took them with them to Babylon as slaves. In 70 AD, the second temple was destroyed by the Romans in the aftermath of the Bar Kokhba revolt. More Jews were killed and chased out of their land. Even more Jews were killed between 1940-1945 by the Nazis. This brings us to the end of the original meaning of, and the ending of, the diaspora. In 1948, the State of Israel was created, and the Jews started the Aliyah to Zion, the Holy Land of Israel. With that, fulfilling the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 to 14, Amplified Bible. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. And He caused me to pass round about among them, and behold, there were very many human bones in the open valley or plain, and behold, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, You know. Again He said to me, prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. And I will put breath and spirit in you, and you shall live. And you shall know, understand, and realize that I am the Lord, the sovereign ruler, who calls forth loyalty and obedient service. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking and trembling and a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinews upon them, and flesh came upon them, and skin covered them over, but there was no breath or spirit in them. Then said He to me, prophesy to the breath and spirit, son of man, and say to the breath and spirit, thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath and spirit, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath and spirit came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back home to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, your sovereign ruler. When I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, O my people. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know, understand, and realize that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Every time the people of God started to move out of the will of God, he would bring a punishment over them, but still lovingly draw them back unto him. God even goes that far, preserving his children, that he gave his own child as the sacrifice for the sin of his people. Every time we see God to be our Jehovah Jireh, Genesis chapter 22, verse 7 to 14, Amplified Bible. And Isaac said to Abraham, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Isaac said, See, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt sacrifice? Abraham said, My son, God himself will provide a lamb for the burnt offering. So the two went on together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there. Then he laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took hold of the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He answered, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear and revere God, since you have not held back from me or begrudged giving me your son, your only son. Then Abraham looked up and glanced around, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering and an ascending sacrifice instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide. And it is said to this day, On the Mount of the Lord it will be provided. In this same manner, God has provided time and time again, resulting in that wonderful gift of his son. After the destruction of the second temple, there was no way possible anymore for the people of God to fulfill their part of the first covenant. John chapter 3, verse 16, King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's people have been scattered over the earth. As we can see with the formation of the State of Israel in 1948 and the Aliyah, the dry bones are gathering from all over the world, and Israel is becoming a true and strong nation. Revelation speaks about the New Jerusalem, in which a place has been prepared for the believers. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 7, Amplified Bible. Then I saw a new sky, heaven, and a new earth, for the former sky and the former earth had passed away, vanished, and there no longer existed any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, all arrayed like a bride, beautified and adorned for her husband. Then I heard a mighty voice from the throne, and I perceived its distinct words saying, "See, the abode of God is with men, and he will live among them, and they shall be his people, and God shall personally be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be anguish nor grief nor pain any more, for the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away." And he who is seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." Also, he said, "Record this, for these sayings are faithful and true." And he further said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I myself will give water without price from the fountain of the water of life. He who is victorious shall inherit all these things, and I will be God to him, and he shall be my son." In conclusion, the vision of the dry bones in Ezekiel is not just a 1948 fulfilled prophecy about the nation of Israel, but also a powerful metaphor for spiritual renewal. Just as God breathed life into the dry bones, he can breathe life into our own situations, no matter how hopeless they may seem. We must remain attentive to God's voice, embracing the circumstances and opportunities he places before us. By heeding the wisdom of spiritual counselors and immersing ourselves in God's word, we align ourselves with his divine plan. The restoration of Israel serves as a testament to God's unwavering faithfulness and his ability to fulfill his promises against all odds. Let us therefore trust in Jehovah Jireh, our provider, who has demonstrated his love and provision time and again. As we move forward, may we find hope and assurance in the knowledge that God is actively working to bring about his purposes in our lives and in the world. Remember, we are not just a collection of dry bones. Through faith in Christ, we are a living, breathing body united in purpose and destined for eternal life. Let us live each day embracing his will, listening to his voice, and fulfilling the calling he has placed upon us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.